SBS Filipino.
Carlos, sa unang pagkakataon sa buong Pilipinas, nagtipon-tipon ang mga artists mula iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo sa Manila Bienal.
Well, I wouldn't say gathered in Manila, but it gathered in Intramuros. So we're using the art of local Filipino talent, international talent, but the real star is Intramuros.
At lahat ng ito ay sa pagsisikap upang ipakita sa mundo at sa mga Pilipino ang promise at ganda ng lugar na ito.
Yes, it's really to bring people out and see how art interacts with the environment. It's very different to see art inside a white box, very different to see art inside somebody's sala hanging on the wall. When you see art interacting with an environment, or especially with a city and a historical site of that, it really changes everything. You get the reaction, you literally get the feeling when you look at something.
At kung di ako nagkakamali, may mga artists rin galing Australia, Filipino-Australiano at mga Australian, kabilang sa pagsisikap na ito.
Yes, so we have Alwin de Emilio, we have a Bullet Train for Australia, which is a projection collaboration group. We also have Miguel and Jessica Aquilisan. It's pretty much the Australian-Philippine Biennale.
At kung di rin ako nagkakamali, ang Manila Biennale ay binuo ng mga artists sa pamamagitan ng pagtulong-tulungan o bayanihan ng mga artists din. Dahil nakikita ko sa Facebook, meron kang mga crowdsourcing. Sinong pwedeng magpahiram ng projector? Sinong pwedeng magpakain sa mga artists sa araw na ito?
Yes, because this is completely an artist-run, artist-centric, and artist-funded affair. No government agencies were harmed in this process, except for Intramuros administration, of course. So we have a little bit of corporate help, but really it's the bayanihan spirit. And yun ang sinabi ni Alwin, parang bayanale, yun ang pronunciation ngayon. Community spirit creating the National Art Exhibition.
Ano yung pakiramdam mo nung nakita mong unti-unti na siyang nabubuo at ngayon ay nasa kalagitnaan ka na, hindi ba?
I haven't had a chance to sit back and reflect. So there's still projects going up. This week is our festival programming. Si Ringo, yung curator ng exhibition program, bukas na. So that is all the 48 artworks that you see in Tuburos. Ngayon, live performance na. So from 21 to 25, which is today up until Sunday, we're now going to have performance artists, video artists. Yung exhibition ni Ringo shows you what's now. We're hoping to show what's next sa festival.
At kung di ako nagkakamali, may ball din.
Oh, may artist ball para sa mga artists. It's also an artist's open market. So the ball, sponsored by Don Papa, will be giving rum to the artists. But also, it's a chance for them to express themselves through clothes. There'll be a prize. And then they also get to sell their goods through the open market. Artists are now free to be able to sell their greeting cards. They can sell their notebooks that they make. They can even sell jars of jelly that they make. Okay lang yan.
So, ano yung pakiramdam na yung Intramuros ay punong-puno ng mga tao na, you know, malikhain, ng mga artists?
Oh, it's a very exciting feeling. It's a very exciting feeling because Intramuros has been ignored for so long. I mean, the reason why we're doing this is not only for the art and the artists, but also that people can remember that Intramuros was destroyed in 1945, 73 years ago. The United States Armed Forces and the Japanese Imperial Army completely blew up Intramuros and eliminating around 350 to 400 years worth of architecture, books, paintings, design. So think of the language that we lost. We lost the pink of a ceiling. We lost the curlicue of a staircase. We lost the font. So right now, the Biennale is my wish that artists can come in and restart the language of Intramuros. We'll now create that new font, that new staircase, a new way of doing things, and have Intramuros once again as a repository and laboratory for Filipino art and culture.
At kailan ang susunod?
Ang susunod ay 2020. Biennale na nga eh. So, but, you know, we have so much support coming in, and we also have a lot of infrastructure left behind. I'm hoping to do smaller residencies and smaller exhibitions inside specific spaces inside Intramuros for the next 2 years.
Maraming salamat, Carlos Seldran, at hanggang sa ulitin at congratulations.
Thank you very much and congratulations to all the artists who were very patient with us and who helped contribute as well in Intramuros administration. Maraming salamat, Maridela. Hanggang sa susunod.
Ibahagi ang inyong saloobin, ilike ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook o sundan kami sa Twitter sa @SBS Filipino.